You know, most anniversaries are kind of special. Most 40th anniversaries are most definitely special. And this morning at 2NURFM, having a look at the Bikers Toy Run that's approaching 40 years, contributing over that time around $250,000 worth of toys to the Salvation Army Hunter Christmas Appeal. And a fellow that's been there from the start is a youngish man by the name of Big John, and he joins us this morning. Good morning, Big John. 40 years, I bet it's gone by very quickly for you.
No, it's our 40th anniversary. I started 2 years after the boys from the Federal started it, so I would come in on 1980, so I've been there 38 years. But it's
close enough.
Yeah, close enough. It's our 40-year anniversary, and we're Australia's oldest and biggest toy run, so I'm quite proud of that. We have about 10,500 motorcycles, started with about 25 motorbikes, and now 10,500 motorcycles support the children in the Newcastle, Hunter Valley and Lake Macquarie area. So fantastic.
I guess that kind of answers the question of how the support for this has grown over the pretty much that four decades. Was it a tough, I mean, for those who were around just that couple of years before, was it hard going in the early days, or was there community support right from the get-go?
Oh, it was community support right from the start, but the thing was bikers were kind of frowned upon because, oh, big bad bikers, and we were doing something for the children, and people come along on the toy run and got that buzz that they were riding with fellas doing the same motivation to give the children something at Christmas time that they normally miss out on. So that was something that was absolutely fantastic. And people are going to go, oh, come along next year, and we get more people and more people. So, you know, it's just grown. It was a groundswell from then.
I guess that's how you sort of pick up more people, isn't it? I mean, you can just imagine it would be a fantastic feeling to be able to do something like this, and it becomes infectious and people just can't help but want to get involved in some way.
I agree. And I was at a toy run about 5 years ago, and I had a little girl come up to me. She'd be five, and she's got this ratty little teddy bear, and the parents are standing there, and she'd give it to me and said, "This is for your kids." And I said, "Darling, it's your teddy bear, you know, like you can keep it, sweetheart, we'd love it." But, and she said, "No, I love my teddy bear to death, but I'd rather see other children enjoy it and love it the same way I did." Man, that said it all.
It's very heartwarming and melting to hear stories like that. I'm sure you're almost used to it by now.
Never get used to that. Children and parents donating and putting their heartfelt into other children that haven't got it, I'll never get used to it.
Well, let's have a look at the actual day itself. So, Sunday the 3rd of December, rather. Can you tell us where the actual ride will take place from?
Yes, we're leaving Stockton at 10 o'clock. So we assemble there about 8 o'clock. We've got food and coffee stalls over at Stockton for the hungry and the thirsty. And we leave there right on 10 o'clock with police escort. And RMS are also providing escort for us. So they've been providing it now for 25 years, which I'm extremely lucky. I believe I'm one of the only motorcycle events that the police do supply to us for out of goodwill. We leave there right on 10 o'clock. And we head to along Industrial Highway, and at the Cowper Street roundabout this year, we're turning into Albert Street to Wickham Park, where we've got stages set up and stalls, and we've got the Maitland Tug of War. We're going to be tug of warring with the Maitland Tug of War team.
Look, it's going to be
a difficult one, that one.
I hear you, mate. It's going to be a fantastic day. And just very quickly before I let you go, we've got some details on our website for those wanting to get involved. What are you still looking for at this late stage of the game, John, from people?
Oh, we're looking for people to come along and support us. Even if you don't bring a toy or anything, we just want people to turn up and come along and say, "Hey, we're supporting the kids in need in Newcastle, Hunter Valley, Lake Macquarie. And like you're doing, supporting us, mate, thank you very much. Because without volunteers and without people like you helping us, we just wouldn't get to where we are today."
Oh, John, well, you guys are doing all the big work, so thank you for it again. Thank you for your 38 years of those 40 with the Bikers Toy Run, and look forward to a great weekend.
Okay, thank you, sir. It's going to be a magic weekend, as always, and I'll have a nervous breakdown after.
As long as it's not before, there he is from Bikers for Kids, Big John, and the Bikers Toy Run this Sunday. And yes, if you'd like to get involved, head to 2NURFM.com, our morning show page. You can find out a little bit more there.